può dire che nel no.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight we've got a I keep saying angry American. We got all American prepper on with us again. Last time he was on, I'm sure you remember that a couple months ago. Really fun show. Tonight I'm going to talk about last time we talked about your tanks and your mag group and all that stuff. Got a couple different things tonight. Want to talk about a little bit of your gardening. You just did a video recently on showing some of that stuff, as well as current event crap, and specifically like the weather engineer, the geoengineering stuff that the government is not doing, that whole conspiracy theory stuff, right? The stuff that's not going on. Want to talk about some of that tonight. Bill's in the chat. What's going on, Bill? Brandon's there. What's going on, guys? At any rate, before we get into the show, explain to the people that that didn't watch your or listen to your last show what you're all about, where they can find you, and you know what you're doing down there in Florida.
Well, I'm down here living off the grid, and I already know how to do it. So, you know, you just turn off your electricity for a couple hours or a day and see how well that goes over. Then you'll see how vulnerable you are. That's why I don't refrigerate meat. I slow smoke it and salt it. It preserves forever. I don't use refrigeration. I live primitively. I take a bath in a little kiddie pool. Rarely do I buy food. And I live in a buy here, pay here shed. I turned into a bunker. It took a lot of work, but I turned it into a bunker. But my house is paid off. You know, people got 30-year mortgages and everything. 2 years and my place is paid off.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's from the last video too. If you guys haven't watched that, it's pretty good because you went into a lot of detail about that stuff, as well as when we were on with Tag and Grumpy Acres, talking about all the things that you do, sort of the things that all of us preppers aspire to someday get to. One way or another, you're sort of living that sort of lifestyle down there right now. So it's pretty cool.
You just got to go for it. You know, you just got to go for it. You will be uncomfortable for a little while, but you will get used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as preppers, we're sort of geared to kind of think that way anyway, because now granted we do have the comforts and we enjoy our lifestyles and all that, but we're more accepting, I guess, maybe is the way to say that, of the, just because we've thought about it. If everything just goes to crap and everything falls apart, we've thought about those different things. So it's not going to be a shock if and when something like that does happen. And doing what you're doing right now, or living that lifestyle where you are, and even Tag and Grumpy too, they come to mind as well with doing the homesteading and life done free is what his thing is. And you know, if you're already doing that, it's sort of practicing it for when something does go down, whereas it's not going to be that culture shock, right? It's just like, okay, another day, except this one sucks a little worse.
That's another reason why I work as a bouncer. Because, you know, to the viewers, to stay safe, stay away from stupid people at stupid times and at stupid places. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Working as a bouncer, I put myself with stupid people, stupid places at stupid times. And more bouncers down here get killed than cops. But I deliberately put myself in the roughest clubs I can find to work, because I deal with it. So, you know, I'm your go-to guy. And when it does hit the fan, man, I've been used to dealing with violent people. So, you know, and they got... Some of those guys got guns, and you never know.
You're that crazy ass, like some people out in Oklahoma and stuff, when they see a tornado, they sit in their front yard with a can of beer. You're that crazy ass that does that with hurricanes and crap, right?
That's funny you say that, because yes, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The last hurricane that really, well, a couple hurricanes back, it blasted right through. And I was in a trailer at the time, and the trailer looked like the poltergeist. The walls were bowing and bucking. And I just went out in the backyard and just got drenched and watched a big giant oak tree do a 180 and not break. I couldn't believe that tree didn't break. But no, I ain't scared of no hurricane. I ain't scared of nothing. And, you know, by being working in a security job, it helps put that mindset at all times, because I see the ugly in people a lot more than most people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you realize, you know, how ugly people can get. Like, somebody could be there one night and be all cool, no trouble, being nice, tipping you. Next night, I have to throw them out and I got to fight them, you know. So I don't know. It just seemed like ever since that last lockdown, people's lost their damn minds.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to get into a little bit of that, where society has gone in a bit as well. But hey, real quick, Brandon in the chat said, I like the new backdrop, Dale. I wanted to today, I've got my studio down here set up for green screen. So I made this artificial intelligence. I made this on Photoshop. So it's all, I made it in like a half an hour this morning. I got the prepper dude coming through the wall. I don't know if that's a window or what the hell that is. I put a little dog in the bottom, but it's pretty interesting. I just think it's kind of fun and cool. But that's why I have that. Usually I have all my stuff behind me, but at any rate, enough about that. I want to get back to what you were talking about, but we are going to talk about how society has kind of changed and how just all of these things, everybody's tensions, like you were talking about, just more heightened than ever before. But before we get into that, I wanted to play this video that you had and talk a little bit about your gardening setup. Well, I got to put it on the screen first. Talk about, or is this yours, or is it, go ahead and just explain this setup right here. I'll turn it down and you can let me know what's going on in this. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what is this video right here?
You know, that only took from sprout to that point right there. It only took one month. What happened was, that's part of my mag team. He's got property right down the road from me. And we couldn't get nothing to grow. It's like his soil was bad, contaminated. We just couldn't get anything to grow in his soil. So I'm like, hey, let's go hydroponic, man, and use the sunlight instead of lights. And that's just a hydroponic system we set up. It doesn't cost that much. It's very easy to make. Almost everything we bought there come from Home Depot. It's run off solar. And the rainwater is the best fertilizer in the world. So it gets to be outside, catch the rainwater, the natural sunlight, and it grows like it's on steroids. And it just tastes so good. It's just got a crisp, clean taste to it.
And yeah, right, it looks pretty cool.
Right there, the sweet potatoes, that's a survivalist food. If you're a true prepper survivalist, you need to grow sweet potatoes, because you can eat the leaves and then you can eat the potatoes when they form out. And they produce a lot. So that's my number one crop. Now, I'm starting to, here soon, I'm going to be selling elderberry sprouts and sugarcane sprouts. I'll be selling those. But, and then I'll tell people how to grow them. But that right there, that if you go back a little bit further, go down a couple of videos. If just look at the date on that video to that date, and it went from nothing to that in no time.
Past all your Ted Nugent months?
Yeah. It's way down there. But like I said, you'll see it's just nothing. And then it's on down.
Oh, it's further down?
Yeah, I post a lot of videos. You know, well, there it was. There it was. Right there, top center left. Right there. Now, yeah, that one. And you played that. That's what it looked like. But look at the date also when you're playing that. Look at the date on that.
4 months ago?
Uh-huh. And then when you go to the other video, look at the date. It'll be like 3 months. 1 month it growed from that to the other.
No kidding.
Yes. I mean, man, it grew like crazy. I never seen something grow so fast in my life. But I got a special fertilizer that I make and sell. And you can use it in a hydroponic system. And if somebody will pay shipping and handling, I don't know, $10 a bag for a 5-pound bag, you got to melt it and then water it into your plants. And it's like feeding them steroids, man.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I do a money back guarantee on that stuff. That's how good it is. But you got to mix it in with soil, because when you get it, it's nothing but like clay. It's just got so much. It come by the phosphate mines. It's just they didn't get all the phosphate and stuff out of it. So there's just a lot of stuff in there.
Cool. Yeah, Yardbird's just saying it must be nice living in a subtropical climate too. Yeah, that makes it a lot easier as far as the growing season. Out here in Colorado, an outdoor hydroponics, aquaponics, you know, whatever I wanted. Aquaponics wouldn't work because winter everything would freeze. But hydroponics and stuff, yeah, it just wouldn't work. But down there, yeah. I mean, that's one of the benefits of living down there.
I grow food all year long and I forage all year long. Because, you know, the view, maybe some, but I'm a big time forager. I believe, you know, I forage for food. And it's everywhere down here. And it grows all year long. In my opinion, you know, if I had the authority, I would, if someone's on food stamps, I would make this class mandatory about foraging. And once they took that class, they would not need them food stamps. They just go right out and pick forage their own food. It grows everywhere down here. Literally at this point, the garden is like a pet project, all besides the sugar cane. Nutrition comes from wild edibles.
That goes into what you were talking about, though, with people. And I don't know if it was before we started the show that we were talking about this, but people that just don't have any idea anymore how to do some of the things you're talking about, or even, at my level where it's just the gardening, small plot of land. I've got a few months out of the year, six months probably, if it's a really good season. And be able to plant things like that. These days, most people have no idea. Their idea of having a garden is going to Home Depot, getting a couple tomato plants, getting some jalapeno plants, right? And putting it in their little flower planters and calling it good. That's what their idea of growing vegetables are. They have no idea the process of getting it to that point where it's actually bearing fruit. So, and there's just so many different other examples as well, not just the food. People are just the mentality these days, it's all too easy. There's too many corporations trying to vie for our dollars and make our lives super easy. And in doing, which is great, I suppose, but in doing so, we've lost all this crap that we really, if everything does go down the tubes, which wouldn't surprise me one bit if it did, and you had to rely on yourself to get food. I don't know, man. A lot of people screwed.
Well, in my opinion, not if, but when the grid goes down. And in my opinion, we are at World War III. In my opinion, that other nation, they got maybe 45 days left and they're done. And then we're going to be in a hot war. And think about how they're already here. Just imagine how big of an army has come across our southern border. We're already invaded. They're already here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got these things called dirty bombs that could fit in a suitcase. And if they can get tons and tons of drugs across, they can get some dirty bombs. Not a problem. So I just, this thing's just not looking good, man. I mean, I hate to sound like that dude up there in Canada, okay? It's always making fun of me. But got nothing against him. It's actually hilarious, those videos, but.
Well,
according to him, we should have been dead 3 years ago, but it is heating up really hot, and nobody's pushing for peace. You know, all countries are gearing up. No one's de-escalating this crap. It just, you know, it just keeps escalating more and more every day. And eventually there's going to be an accident that's going to be perceived in the wrong manner. And I think it's going to be on.
Yeah. See, I look at it like with those people that do videos like that on a daily basis, something's about to kick off World War III for the 432nd time.
Yeah. This month.
But it's almost, to me, it's like the boy who cried wolf. That it's all real. I mean, that situation is plausible and possible. But every single day, you almost, when you watch stuff like that and you listen to stuff like that, you almost get that. You get numb to it, and you're like, oh, you know, whatever. You know, this is, and that's sort of the mentality that all the sheep will have, right? Like, oh, whatever. So when it does happen, I mean, you still have to be vigilant about it, is what I'm saying. But every single day, you know, you got a life to live too.
Says Canadian Prepper likes to make fun of me when the fizzy hits the shizzy.
Is that what he says? I don't listen. Yeah. I can't listen to him anymore.
3 years ago, we should all be dead. Okay. Yeah. But, no, you just got to live in reality, man. Just keep, you know, control your environment. You know, there's nothing we can do. This thing's escalating at an alarming rate. And like, for instance, all this go green crap. Everybody knows who blew that damn pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline. Everybody knows who blew that. And that released more damn carbon than all gas run vehicles on this planet for like 10 damn years or so, you know?
Yeah.
And our grid is not going to be able to handle all these electric cars down here, man, because it gets hot and everybody's got air conditioner running.
Yeah. Well, the grid is just not capable of doing that yet. It's barely capable in some places like California and stuff. They're talking about rolling blackouts and this and that. And that's without all of that. So, you know, it's putting the cart before the horse with a lot of this crap.
Yeah, I'm not going to let, you know, if I have to, I will make my moonshine so strong that it will run my Harley.
Yeah.
For I will.
Anyway.
It'll run it. My brother done showed me how to, because I got my brother, and his shine is so strong, that's, he runs his motorcycle on it.
Yeah. And, well, hey, before we get off, because I got a question for that too, but I want to get back to what we were talking about. Oh, maybe we'll get back to the whole fuel thing and making it clean enough to run. But with what we were just talking about right there, with all of the stuff that's going on, I've got a couple things that I wanted to play, because with the stuff going on in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, right? I saw some things that made you, and just like, you know, everything as far as my prepper brain, my conspiracy brain goes, I always look at things from a different angle than most people, who when they see something weird, lasers coming down from the sky, they just automatically just say, oh, that's a bunch of BS. There's nothing to that. Now, and before I even get into this, I'm not saying that it was. I'm just saying there's question marks about all of this stuff. And I wanted to play Because I think there's a lot of different things going on with that. A lot of different things with weather modification. You've got YouTubers, and we've, you know, Prepper's been talking about it for years, the chemtrails and all that. And you get people saying, oh, it's not chemtrails, it's contrails. I got a couple of different videos I want to play, though. Let me pull this up real quick and play this if I can find the play button here.
Lasers? Really?
Let me set this up for people listening to this podcast. This is from 9 years ago, and I can't remember what this guy's name is, but he's a pretty good scientist. He's been on some shows, but he's talking about, you know, the government and, you know, lasers, weather modification, things like that.
Lasers? Really? To change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts.
Go ahead. So that right there is interesting to me. When people say, and again, I'm not saying it was, but when people say, oh, that's just conspiracy theory, that's crazy, that didn't, you know, it wasn't laser beams that started the fire. I mean, 9 years ago, they were talking about how they were doing that crap. So don't tell me they can't.
Give it 2 months. It'll come out that it was the truth, and then it's no more theory.
Yeah, yeah. Let me finish this real quick. It's got, it's only like another minute.
This is fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to,
right.
Yeah.
Now, we realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged
to have experimented. She probably got some producer in her ear going, oh, we're going to get in trouble. We got to shut him up.
We're going to get fact checked.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just interesting that this is all, you know, these things that we get, and again, I got to say this one more time. I'm not saying that's what happened out there. Something crazy happened out there, whether it was intentional or whether it's just something that people are going to take advantage of now. The powers that be, the government that doesn't give a crap about the people. And, you know, if you're depending on the government to help you, good luck, basically. But something's going on with that. And, you know, these people are going to be buying up that land. They're going to be doing whatever they want. And those poor people that were living there are screwed now because they don't have the money or the power or the connections.
That's what you do. You watch who buys this land.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who my eyes are on, who buys it. Now, they may do some sort of shell corporation, you know, but when you truly find out who bought it, rich elite, then you're like, well, that's who paid to have it done if it did get lasered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I saw some pictures of laser beams, and again, I know I'm going to get called crazy and all this, but there were actually a couple of days beforehand, before this whole thing happened, and who knows what they were. I don't know if it was, you know, Chinese spy satellites, whatever it could have been. It doesn't mean it was lasers starting fires and creating electricity, but there were pictures of that going on before this happened. So, and that is not a conspiracy theory. That is actually fact. But now, as far as the chemtrails and all that, this is one of those things that always gets shot down. And maybe, you know, to some extent, it's true. Anytime you see a jet flying through the air doesn't mean it's a chemtrail. There are plenty of them that are contrails. My thing is, when you see all the crisscrossing across the sky, that makes me wonder what the hell they're doing. And when people say that they don't do that shit, I've got a video that I want to play. But what are your thoughts before I play this video?
They've been doing that for a long time, and they're spraying us like we're cockroaches or something. And I have seen them literally paint grids in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You like the crisscross. I mean, so perfect that you could play tic-tac-toe with it. I mean, so, and this has been going on for a very long time. And when I first started noticing it years ago, people were like, oh, you're crazy and this and that and the other. And now it's starting to come out that they are manipulating the weather. They are doing this. They are doing that. And, you know, and they're dropping aluminum. That's one of the main things when they see the, they call it cloud seeding. They drop aluminum particles in there. And that is not, that aluminum is so unhealthy for the human body.
Well, and what they're doing now, I've got this video of John Brennan, right? The CIA, nonetheless, John Brennan talking about just the same thing that you were talking about. But these days, they're doing it in the name of the planet, right? They're doing it for our own good is what he's saying right here. Let me play this. It's just, this dude is a piece of crap. This dude lies every time he gets on stage. So the fact that he's up there talking about this stuff makes me, even more leery about the whole process. But let me play this real quick.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. A method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Or 30 Ukraines.
Yes.
As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges.
So
for our government
at any rate, I think it's just it's interesting because everybody tells you this shit's not happening. And there he is right there explaining how absolutely it's happening. And then that other video from 9 years ago, they're talking about how absolutely there are lasers that can create lightning strikes. There are lasers that can modify the weather. So when people say that, oh, they don't do that, you're given the government or all these, maybe it's not even the government, maybe it's the bureaucracy, all these people playing God, same thing that happened in Wuhan, playing God for the betterment of humanity. What could possibly go wrong?
Anytime you mess with the cycle of the earth, you're messing things up. And they call us, you know, the people that call us crazy, we can literally, you can show them that video and they will still be in denial.
Yeah.
They will still go, no, no. And it's right there. The evidence is right there. They're just sheeples. I think, you know, maybe watching television, there's some sort of brainwashing going on.
Brainwashing.
You know, what I see in the ears here over and over and over again, the mind starts to believe. That's why I don't have no television. And, you know, another conspiracy theory that I proved to be is how they would flicker when you're watching a TV. They would flicker little messages where your subconscious mind can read it. But when they came out to where you can pause the TV, I could pause at the right time and catch some weird ass message that they're flickering on television.
I've never been able to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in front of my TV and just click the button.
Okay. She loves a show called Big Bang Theory.
Okay. I love that show. And at the end of the show, it would be a white screen and it said something across it would be either a sentence or a couple sentences. And me and him are both slow readers, so we don't catch it. And then when we were able to finally pause the show at the end, we were able to read them. I don't remember what they are now.
They were so, the messages were like coded or something. They were just, if you read them, it was like some insane.
Well, I think what they are is the producer of the show. I can't remember what his name is, but it's just like his little notes or whatever at the end of the show. Absolute nonsense. And I don't know what the hell they mean half the time. But yeah, we've paused it too just to read because it lasts for about 3 seconds and then it goes away.
Well, also during the show, it'll flicker in and out and you won't even see it. You just got to happen to randomly pause it and boom, one will be there. And And I think what it is your subconscious is reading it. You know, I don't know. That's why I don't watch TV. I don't own a television. I don't have no tech in my bunker except for my camera system. That's it. And my camera system can't be hacked because it's wired and they got to get past a whole lot of stuff just to get to my wiring. So,
yeah. Well, I think just even without the flickering and all that stuff, you get people that will turn on the news in the morning. They'll watch the news for half an hour, and that is their information. That is what they go on. So when they see that on the local news, the national news, the morning shows, all that stuff, they're getting the company line is what they're getting. If you go to Fox News, you're getting what the conservative the Republican company line is. You go to CNN, you're getting the Democrat company line. So it's all propaganda bullshit all across the board. You're getting told what you want, what they want you to be told, because we don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. We don't really matter to them. You think about the things that are going on in Ukraine and all that. Do you think they give a rat's ass about the people in Ukraine, the ones suffering? No. It's all power game. Would they care about us? Nope.
Nobody's doing anything to de-escalate this thing, man. You know, the whole world. Poland just come out and said they're going to have the largest army in the world. I mean, this stuff is ramping up, man. And just need to get ready. You know, that's all you can do. I recommend buying some iodine tablets. You know what I'm talking about, those iodine tablets you take for radiation.
Yeah, for nuclear fallout. I can't remember what the chemical it's for, but yeah, it's for your I can't even remember the organ. Thyroid. Anymore.
It protects your thyroid from cancer. Yes. You know, but there's only so much anyone can do.
Yeah, when it comes to something like that. But and you know what? It's pretty sad that as I've talked about this before, as preppers, we used to think about that just 10, 15 years ago as something that was, we're preppers, so we talk about nukes and things like that, and we need to be ready for that, just like we need to be ready for everything else. But these days, it really is. And you know, honestly, there's not a lot of my preps that go to nukes because just like you said, I mean, there's not a lot you can do other than protect yourself for, however long that might be, depending on where you are when things happen. But it is something that is real these days, regardless, you know, of these channels that talk about it every 30 minutes because it gets clicks. It is real. It is something that could happen. And you need to at least pay attention to the things that are going on without getting which is the hard part, without getting brainwashed. By the media.
I got over 10 go bags, but each one of them is for a different scenario. You know, like people can say, you know, I'm not bugging out no matter what happens. If their whole area gets radiated, they're going to have to leave that area.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. And so, and I push it from a different point of view because I've been a survivalist since I was 14. I've been a prepper for a very long time, at least 20 years, but I've been a survivalist, and the world is just getting so complicated that a lot of times when I go off to the woods, I take the bare minimum, just the bare minimum, you know, to survive, instead of taking a big giant pack, wait, you're going to walk 100 yards and be exhausted and truly live off the land. You know, the way the natives did it. I study how the Seminoles did it, how the Miccosukees did it. You know, the ones that literally lived down here in this heat, in this mosquitoes, you know, and like I said, our growing season is all year long.
Yeah.
Like for you, for instance, you know, you can, if you have a spare bedroom, you can set you up an indoor grow system, and it's not hard.
Yeah, I have thought about that because I start seeds down here in the basement, and I may actually do something like that to grow some stuff, separate a different part of this room and start growing that stuff like that. Yeah, need to get the lights and all that stuff.
Well, you can do the cheap way to do it is go to your Home Depot get shop lights and get, it's called soft white. Put it as close to your plants as you can get it because it won't burn it. Cool white, I mean. And that's the cheapest way to do it. Now, if you want to go all out, buy you 1,000-watt high-pressure sodium and 1,000-watt metal halide, and you could turn that basement into a forest with those two lights.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
no
kidding. Just the size of a bathroom or size of a medium-sized closet, I was producing a lot of food. That's how I learned how to grow hydroponically. But it's easier if you just put it outside. It really is, because yeah. Outside there's bugs that eat the bad bugs. Inside, you know, if you get a bug problem, you got big problems.
Well, down there, man, you got you got alligators, you got panthers, you got big ass snakes. I don't know that. Like you were talking about foraging earlier.
That's what's for supper, baby. That's what I love about foraging. When I come across something like that, I'm like, oh, we have an armadillo on the half shell tonight, baby.
Yeah. So. Armadillo's nothing. Yeah. Armadillos and hogs and stuff.
Yeah.
The things that'll kill everywhere. You, though.
They'll kill you. But they're everywhere. My cousin had almost 400 stitches in his leg from when we was hog hunting.
Damn.
And I still, I knife them. I just knife them. I know how to knife or spear a hog. But I've been hunting since I was just a little kid, you know. I'm 50 years old, and I've been hunting ever since I can remember. So it's just it's nice sitting up in a tree stand in the woods. No cell phone, no nothing. And just sitting still, and it's kind of like meditation, you know? I mean, that's and then when something like a big buck comes along, I do have buck fever. I am not going to lie. If I got a rifle that's got a scope on it, it's going to fog up because I'm like breathing so hard. Damn, you know, like my buddy, we were riding down the road and there was this big monster buck. And I grabbed his rifle, and I was fumbling for the safety, and he was screaming, if that would have fired that rifle off inside that vehicle, we'd both be deaf. We'd be deaf. But yeah. I just, you know, it's exciting to me. I love to be able to get my own food.
Yeah,
And I know what people say, all the big games are going to be gone as soon as it hits the fan, I'm going to go out and just harvest a whole truckload of meat before everybody else starts getting on it.
Hey, Brandon, the other Brandon, I was laughing earlier because he changed his name. Let me see if I can pull this up. The other Brandon, he calls himself that because there's two Brandons in my group, and I have to figure out who's who each time. So now he's just the other Brandon, but he makes a good point here. I'm too old to become a refugee. And that is, we were talking about the whole nuke thing. And if there's fallout all over the place, or there may be situations where you sort of have to, but at the same time, I mean, I think we're all, or a lot of us anyway, maybe not your wife there, but she's, she may be able to take off. You'll have to stay home. You're not going very far, but she'll be able to take off. But we're all sort of in that position where it's like, okay, is it, I mean, if it's something that I absolutely have to do, you absolutely have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But you are sort of at the point where it's like, what is, you know, what the odds of your odds of survival, I guess, taking off decrease as the years go on, right?
Yeah, you're going to be a target. It's just that simple. You're just going to be a target, you know. You will be surprised how prime evil people will get during hard times. And it's already getting hard. Hey, Wolfang, it's already getting hard. And, you know, everything's so expensive. That's where I'm blessed, because I don't buy my food from the grocery store. I live in a little shed I turned into a bunker, so I'm not paying $1,800 a month rent.
Yeah. Hey, and that sort of leads me, that was a good segue into this comment that Alpha Tango put in our group the other, or just this afternoon, actually. I haven't even had a time to respond to it. I'm not going to read this whole damn thing, but I will leave it on the screen for other people to read. Basically, what he's saying is, I'll read the first paragraph here. How are you preparing for a long, slow decline of the U.S. economy? Sort of like what you were talking about. In this, he's talking about how he sees that the powers that be basically trying to destroy the middle class and make everyone serfs, subservient to their system. And it's something that can't be done. It's not going to be something that is going to be quick. Like, they're just going to change the monetary system and boom, you're going to have to deal with it. They're going to have to, like frogs in a boiling pot of water, they're going to have to get people used to this stuff. So what do you think as far as that slow decline? And I suppose you're already there. Some of the things that people should be looking out for, some of the things that people should be doing. And what are your thoughts on the intentionality, I suppose, of all of this? Because it sure seems like either they're really freaking stupid and just all they care about is buying stocks and making millions and doing things like that, or there is a, you know, this shadow government, whatever, bureaucracy behind the scenes, pulling all the strings and making, you know, running the, whether they're running the Fed or doing whatever, making all of this stuff happen slowly. And you get into the World Economic Forum type stuff and all that as well. What are your thoughts on all of that? I know that was a whole lot there, but
they're all intertwined. They're all in on it together. They literally want us just to be servants. You know, they don't want to have to wait in line. And it's already happening. I know people that's got two jobs and they still can't afford to pay their bills. So, I mean, they're literally living at a campground. I mean, things are so expensive for them. And, you know, I had a couple guys come over today and I teach people how to, you know, forage and eat wild edibles. Doesn't cost anything at all, and it grows everywhere. And honestly, these forage plants got more nutrition. These vegetables you buy at the store, the land is burned out, so there's not a lot of nutrition in these vegetables you buy. But when you grow them yourself, you know what you've put on it, what it's been grown in, where it's been grown, and it's very satisfying. And it's an art. I know so many people that got seed banks and they're like, oh, when the apocalypse happens, I'm going to plant a garden. And I'm like, no, it don't work that way. You have to, hey, New York Prepper, you have to know what the hell you're doing. It takes time and practice to learn how to grow that stuff.
Yeah.
And like in my preps, I have microgreens. And if you buy microgreens, you get thousands, and that's a good deal on seeds. And you can grow those microgreens into the whole damn plant if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
and I think that sort of goes into why there's not this push to do the things like you're talking about, the things that all of us preppers talk about all the time, being self-sufficient, doing your own gardening, growing your own food, all of that. There's no push to do that, even though whoever they are behind the scenes, they know all the things you were just talking about. And that's why Bill Gates and people like that are buying up farmland and pushing the engineered crops and things like that, because they know the natural way of doing things, again, playing God, the natural way of doing things is they've sort of emptied that well, and that well is running dry, so they need to figure out different ways. And instead of getting people back to doing these things, they get people so dependent that they're just going to be able to, whatever it's lab grown meat, or whether it's, you know, whatever it is that they're going to have to get people to buy into, it's going to be easy because they don't know how to garden, they don't know how to do any of this stuff, so that's the only choice they're going to have. When that's all that's on the shelves at the grocery store, they're going to buy it. And that's where we are. And that goes for the pharmaceutical companies, the food companies, everything. That's where we are as a human race, is, you know, just dependent on the, the serfs, like Alpha Tango was talking about, just dependent on all this stuff.
They just want us at their mercy. They feed us this food they know is going to make us sick. So then we got to rely on, got to be in the system to get medicated for it.
Yeah. Well, and then they got you, they got the cloud seeding and all that stuff, spraying us like bugs, like you were saying earlier. And
yeah,
it's almost makes you want to like live subterranean, right? Just have a subterranean community.
You're probably old enough to know that time traveler show. We live like the Morlocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, well, there's where you need to get your indoor growing figured out. You know, if you grew indoors with that system that I have set up, you'd be cropping food every 30 days, man. You would never have to go buy a vegetable again.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to expand on that, but Heidi said, who is they? That's a very good question. I think if we could answer that question, you know, there that would answer a lot of other questions as well. What's that?
If the world ever figured out who they is, they gonna get lynched. But
yeah, no kidding.
It's just the rich elites, man, the pulling the strings, going to islands and being perverts, and you know, passing all this perversion just so they can get their hands on children. All it's 85,000 children missing that came into this country, you know. Legal, illegal, whatever the hell they call it. And like, I love Texas. I love Texas people. But that governor down there in Texas, he puts on a good show by putting them on planes and sending them to blue states. That's funny. That is. But why? He's got the biggest National Guard in America. Why don't he have the damn National Guard down there going, your ass ain't coming in here?
Yeah.
You know, why is that? You know, so even the ones that are supposed to be the good guys, I just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And one more thing back on the way, the they thing, and then we'll get back to this guarding thing, is I think that you know, when you talk about this group of people that's doing this, you know, you've got the pedophiles, you've got the politicians that only care about getting rich. You've got the World Economic Forum. You've got the millionaires, billionaires, and the people that like Bill Gates, who get so super rich and feel like they have more say over how humanity goes than anyone else. I think there's so many different nodes to that, so many different moving parts that you really can't, I don't even know that they could define who they is. It's just this, all of these, this nebulous kind of thing that has the way that society is, the way that society has evolved, they've just got so much damn power and sway over everything that us down here just living normal lives or trying to, we're ants, basically, right? I mean, you know, we get stepped on when we're in the way. Otherwise, go do your thing, but stay out of the way, and you know, let us go about running the world. So,
and also, it's like, how do these politicians end up owning all these big mansions and all this property off of politicians' pay?
Yeah, trading. Stocks and bonds and yeah.
Inside trading is what I believe is going on.
Yeah, yeah. We're all going broke.
I know one of them is damn Nancy Pelosi. But anyway, that's one of them they things right there.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion. The
indoor gardening thing, I was going to mention, that is something that I mentioned this earlier that I'm working on, but we do also have the Harvest-Rite freeze dryer that I just got. And that thing's fantastic because I can, the way this will sort of save money, sort of the same thing we were talking about with all the prices and all that crap going up. You can, and this works with gardening too. If you got a big crop that you're harvesting and you want to, you know, you don't want to, you have to freeze it or do whatever you do to preserve it. You put it in the Harvest-Rite freeze dryer and you've got that freeze dried food. I'm doing a lot of meat because that is the one thing, as prices just continue to skyrocket, you got fuel, that continues to go up, which is going to bring up the price of everything else because it needs to travel to different states. Nothing is local anymore. So fuel plays a huge part in food prices. So I see all of that. The more I can get now at this price, I suppose is what I'm saying, the better off I'm going to be. Now, I'm not in your position to, you know, go out and, you know, kill some hogs or, you know, do shit like that. But that is something that trying to be a little bit proactive, doing what I can do for with my situation.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how a freeze dryer works, but I think it's kind of the same principle as slow smoking, getting all the moisture out of it is yeah. what I'm trying to do. Not cook it, just slow smoke it, let the smoke cook the meat and pull all the moisture out and salt the hell out of it.
Yeah, it's sort of the, I guess, the new school way of doing it. That is the tried and true method. Harvest Right basically just takes everything. It basically arrests the decay process. It takes all the moisture out of it, 100%, does it in about 20, 30 hours, whereas smoking and salt and all that works as well.
But a lot of work.
A different process.
A lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing it, you know, where you could just stick it in dehydrator, boom, you're good. You and me, I got to set up everything. I got to cut the wood. You know, I got everything's got to be perfect because I'm not trying to cook it. If I cook it, it's not going to last that long. So it isn't, and that's an art too. You know, that's something like a lot of people, if they don't have a freeze dryer, but they got a freezer full of meat, the grid goes down. The only way they're going to save that meat is to slow smoke it like I'm talking about, or it's just going to all go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do not use refrigeration for that very reason right there. I don't want to have to depend on it. I want to be used to living without it.
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of to Hag was talking to Batshag Crazy, but sort of along the same lines of what you were talking about with doing the method that you use to preserve that food. It's a pain in the butt, right?
Yes.
But it is something that when it comes down to it, you're going to have, you have that skill now. So regardless of how big of a pain in the butt it is, you're going to be eating at the end of the day. Where somebody that doesn't have that skill, they may kill a boar or something like that. They'll eat for a day, maybe two. What are they going to do after that? When it, you know, in you think of some sort of SHTF situation or even like a nuclear fallout situation, that's going to affect the animals. That's going to affect what you can hunt. In an SHTF situation, animals are going to be far and few between, regardless what people think. I'll just go out and hunt. Maybe somebody like you would have a little more luck than the average person because you know what you're doing. You know where to look. But it's going to be far and few. Well, maybe not boars. Those suckers are everywhere. But it is. It is something that what they were saying was that skill, like the skills that you were talking about, need to be passed down. And I think that's what's severely lacking in society these days is, one, the parents don't have the skill in the first place. And two, I think preppers do a fairly good job of it. But two, the next generation, this generation of kids, it's just perpetually getting worse and worse and worse to where they're more dependent on the system. And I don't know that there's a damn thing we can do that about that other than have our kids be ready for it and
have
the next generation.
Train our kids, and we know our kids will survive. And I'm going to bring it up again, like on our last live, there's going to be a massive die-off.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of resources available temporarily.
It really depends on how, you know, and this is all hypothetical. Who knows how everything goes down, but it would really depend on how you capitalized on that situation, your ability to capitalize on that situation, or your ability to just, you know, maybe survive that situation, right?
I'll go straight up into buzzard mode. I mean,
yeah,
I don't waste nothing already. And if I let my last case scenario is I'll feed it to my dogs.
Well, and see, thinking about this just got me thinking sort of like a Walking Dead type situation where, say, you need medication, or you know there's stockpiles of medication, right? You're talking about the die-off. And I know this is super hypothetical, but that could very well be a super dangerous situation, because, you know, people, just like the people these days, they are there to capitalize. Just like in Hawaii, you know people are going to capitalize on that. When those groups of people see or know that there are medications to be had, and pretty soon that is going to be a gold mine, you know they're going to be there to get their hands on that. So you're almost going in knowing that you're in for a fight. And I think that's where having a larger group of people would absolutely be necessary if you had to do something like that. Now, as preppers, we need to make sure we never have to do anything like that. So this is sort of going down that weird rabbit hole. But,
well, you know, if we roll up on somebody with three tanks and 150 people, somebody's going to have a bad day. And you know I got the tanks, brother.
Yeah. And the other Brandon here said, the irony of today's society is with all the info that's at our fingertips, fewer people want it with every generation. Yeah. We can get it's crazy because I love the fact that I can get online and I can basically find the answer to just about every freaking question I have. Whereas you think about when you were a teenager, you actually had to work at it, or you actually had to say, screw it, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. These days, you can get answers to everything. But these days, society is more concerned about likes and shares and social media and doing things like that than actually sort of taking in that information, taking in all the resources that we have available. A lot of people are just, it's almost dumbed society down. Technology has dumbed society down.
Well, it has. These kids can't read a map. They rely on a GPS with their phone. If they didn't have that, they would be lost.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of kids, they don't know how to read a map. They're like, I got my GPS and my phone. Well, when that goes down, they're going to look around and go, uh-oh, I'm lost.
Yeah. Well, see, now with me, I do like, that's where that convenience factor comes in. I do like the fact that I can just plug in something and I can get the address. And you think back to when you were a teenager and somebody had to, you're going to a party or something, somebody had to write the directions down, and a house that was probably half an hour away took you 3 hours to get to.
Yeah, well, down here, it's like you go down there to that oak tree and you take a left and you go down there to the river and you go across the bridge and yeah. Like down here, up in the north, a fairy tale starts with once upon a time. Down here in the south, a fairy tale starts with, you ain't going to believe this shit.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, to sort of wrap all this stuff up, I think it's just insane the way it's just so different, society, man. And there's so many different reasons for it. I don't think we can actually, pin down what has changed so much in society. But when we were younger, come in when the lights turned on, not worrying about people, not worrying. My parents didn't worry about me getting kidnapped or anything like that when I was a kid. These days you sort of have to. And I think that's where society has changed and gone to. And there's a whole bunch of different reasons for that. I think that all play a small part in that. It's just too hard to say one way or the other, but that's where we are as a society, and where are we going? I think is what, as preppers, that's what we pay attention to, is where is all this stuff leading? Because at some point it's got to come to a head, right? I mean, at some point.
I think it's going to come to a head quicker than most people think.
Yeah.
I believe just one day, a lot of people are going like, look, man, I'm kicked out on the streets. I can't afford to buy groceries. I got kids. And then next thing you know, you'll be able to find them, because there'll be a trail of shotgun shells and beer cans. And they're going to wreak havoc, because there's some, they, a lot of people are having a hard time coping with these prices. This rent down here is crazy.
Yeah.
Apartment, it was $400 3 years ago, is $1,800 now.
That's insane.
That, and they're all full too.
Yeah, because people don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, if they would just go and buy them a damn shed at a buy here, pay here place.
Yeah.
Well, find you a piece of property that you can put it on and get you a kiddie pool and get you a 5 gallon bucket, live above, and man, you can be putting back and start banking.
That is now the American way, though. The American way, you think back to the 50s, right? The sizes of houses back then. You know, the reason that rents and nobody can afford a home these days is because they're freaking the size of four houses back then. And that is the American way. Nobody wants to live like you were just talking about, other than, you know, maybe some preppers. But the average American wants to live off their credit card, wants to be able to watch the shows that they want to watch whenever they want to watch them. They want to be able to do what the convenience. Everything has got to be convenient. They go to the fast food place when they want to get something to eat, all that stuff. That's the American way. What you just talked about is absolute insanity.
Yeah, instant gratification. We live in a country where everybody wants instant gratification. When I'm like, I've lived in this bunker for 7 years. I grow and harvest all my food, and I work. That's how I got a brand new Harley. You know, I'm not in debt. I'm not rich by no means, but you know, I live below my means, you know, and because I got a lot of people I got to take care of. You know, my mama's bad sick. She's literally dying. My dad's bad sick. He's literally dying, you know, so I'm having to take up a lot of slack for them. But, and that's where having something put back comes in handy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the way to do it, but just a lot of people just will not do it. And it is something, I mean, I could easily, we live pretty comfortably. I could easily, now that the kids are out, go to, you know, something super small with a lot of land and be cool with it, because that's sort of, you know, been my whole entire life, was just being that, you know, my mom was poor as hell. I grew up, you know, being, you know, it took a while for me to get my head out of my ass. I'll put it that way.
Me too.
But yeah, it wouldn't shock me all that much to go back to that style of living, not with my head up my butt or anything, but that style of the minimalist type thing of just doing things by yourself. And maybe at some point we will get to that point, as far as, you know, getting some sort of property, getting a bug out location, something that we can build up and work on. But that is something that, you know, and I think a lot of preppers are the same way. They look to building up something like that, building up for their future. You're just lucky enough to sort of have that already. Tagging them to, like they were on their videos. They are there at that final, or not that final step, but they are there at that homesteading step.
So we all work for it now too. There's a lot of work that goes into homesteading.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I think holds a lot of people back, because they'll attempt homesteading and they're like, man, I didn't know it was going to be this much work. Because I was watching one of y'all's talks with you and tagging them, and y'all were talking about tractors. I don't have a tractor. I just use a shovel and a hoe, and I do all my gardening by hand. Every bit of it. No tractors, no nothing. I do it all by hand.
That's insane.
Well, it's good exercise, and, you know, yeah, I'm burning energy, but it's energy my body is producing. I just try to do everything primitive. That way, you know, when you have to do it primitive, you already know how to do it. If I got to get out there and be on that shovel all day, I can do it already. A lot of people, if they got out there and try to be on that shovel and keep up with me, they would die in this heat.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting on my tractor crying because I didn't have any fuel for it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, hopefully I got some corn growing, because then I can make some shine strong enough to where you could run your tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally, we do everything by hand. You know, we got a whole bunch of shovels. We got all the hand gardening tools that we need. And then some.
Brandon said, I'll trade you a Kubota, a tractor for your tank.
No. I can get out there and do donuts in my tank, and it'll rut that ground up real good. And it will, too. Them tracks will tear the hell out of some land.
Yeah. Hey, and if anybody didn't watch our last video, one, go watch that video or listen to that podcast, but go over to All American Preppers channel as well. He's got a bunch of those. You guys do a bunch of training exercises with airsoft guns and just a lot of cool, fun, neat stuff that you guys do that is not only fun, entertaining, it builds community, builds camaraderie, but it's also training, you know, for if and when something, you know, may not happen, like we were talking about earlier with the slow decline. It may not be something that's very, you know, super quick. But in today's age, I mean, you just don't know what's gonna go on, especially with all the world powers getting all antsy, and you just don't know what they've got all coordinated.
It's rapidly escalating.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rapidly escalating. So grow your gardens, buy your canned food, of course, okay? And freeze-dried food is better than canned food, in my opinion. But you got to have a lot of water when you freeze-dry. Yeah. You know? So, but if you can't afford a freeze-dryer and all, just buy you cans of meat. Watch my scavenging, you know, learn how to live off the land. Do it now. Like, I don't know if you got meat in the freezer or not. You probably do. Go turn your breaker off. Just think, if you flicked your breaker off right now, what are you going to do? Well, if I was in your position, the first thing I would do is get armed up, security. Second thing I would do is take all that meat out of the freezer and slow smoke it and use what salt I had to keep from it going bad. I just skip that process of the freezer because I don't run it.
Yeah. Hey, in the chat, it said for the guest, which I'm assuming means All American Prepper, how much time do you spend on gardening?
I probably spend, I don't know, 30 hours a week on gardening. But it's just because I enjoy doing it, and I'm not in no. I work at a slow pace. I'm not out there trying to kill myself. You know, I'm just planting. I got a lot of terminate growing. Like I said, here soon I'm going to have Edelberry sprouts. I'm going to be selling over my channel, and those things are very easy to grow, and they'll grow anywhere. You can grow them indoors if you're in a very cold. I suggest growing them in a container. When it gets too cold outside, bring them inside and put them under the lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sweet potatoes. Grow them sweet potatoes, man.
Yeah, I can't stand sweet potatoes. Lisa loves them, though.
She likes the potatoes. I like the leaves.
Yeah.
She likes the leaves, too, but I don't like sweet stuff. You know, I don't eat sweet stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to get out of here, man. I appreciate you joining in today. We'll have to do this again in the future. Definitely. Maybe we'll get on with tagging everybody, do a roundup of people. If you're ever doing anything on your channel, hit me up. Let me know. Let people know. Do you do a regular live stream, or are you just sort of whenever the feeling hits you, you get on?
I just whenever the feeling hits me, like I'll go 3 months hardcore on YouTube. Then I'll take a couple months off. And the reason why I'm taking that time off is because I am busy prepping for myself.
Yeah.
But then when I'm not busy, that's when I get on here. And, you know, if you're not prepping, prepare to die, because we're going to be priced out of food. I think the food will be there. You're just not going to be able to afford it.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're not going to be able to afford the meat and all the good shit. You're going to have to basically get the cheap stuff that, you know, the government cheese, whatever that consists of in the next 10 years or so, the Soylent Green, basically. That's what you're going to get.
get the cheap stuff that's going to make you sick, then you're hooked to Big Pharma.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, make sure go over to All American Prepper's channel, subscribe, hit the notification icon. That way you can get notified when he does go live. Do the same thing on my channel as well. If you want to get notified, and it really depends on Google, is you got to be on the right email, on the right device and all that stuff. But hit that bell icon, get notified when you go live. I try to do every Thursday. This is coming out Friday this week because I had some things going on yesterday. But I try to do every Thursday. And, yeah, check out his channel. A lot of interesting stuff over there. But like I said, I appreciate you joining in tonight. You got anything to say before we get out of here?
Well, my channel is basically based on truth, logic, and common sense.
Yeah.
And a big middle finger to those that are haters.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the haters, when they come crying to me wanting something to eat, sorry for their luck.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those too. It'll be... And I think, it goes into the slow decline versus something that's quick and fast. A slow decline, you're going to see that buildup of those people, the crime rising and all those things to the point where it just gets – people get fed up with it. That could be the slow boiling type thing could lead to something bigger, I think, than a shocking type quick event. So, yeah.
Oh, we're on a slow boil, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've had this for a while, I think.
Yeah, and it seems like they're starting to turn the heat up. They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Yeah.
So, Americans and people around the world, get ready for a rough ride.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. All right, everyone, I appreciate y'all joining in tonight. All American Prepper, appreciate you coming on tonight. And we will talk to y'all later.